Tyler Ivins, Will West, starting lineup continuing here on 99.1. That's the FM frequency. Big good morning to you guys on the AM side of things as well, 990. And worldwide at 991thesportsanimal.com. That's streaming being brought to you by Matt Beeler, the proprietor of Big Kahuna Wings, the wings that changed it all. We go to the Stanley Pitts and Gates hotline. Let's welcome in a familiar voice here on the program, friend of the program. That would be Mark Packer. Mark Packer, of course, so many things he's done here in the East Tennessee market for so many years, including taking the lead on Rivalry Thursday. And Mark, we get started not only saying good morning to you, but you know what? It's going to be a pun intended shot in the arm to be able to get a full slate of high school football games, just taking a peek at your Rivalry Thursday schedule coming up in the fall, not having to cut a game out here, hopefully not having to reschedule there. It's just going to be great to have fans back and have a full slate of high school football, my man. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You know, what's funny is that in looking back on it for us, as Kaner will well attest to, you know, we were so fortunate and blessed in Tennessee to have been able to make it all the way through. And it's interesting, a lot of people may remember a name, Sam Walton, a kid who led Alcoa to a state championship a year and a half ago. And he and his buddy Tristan Blankenship moved out to California for their senior year. And the senior year got shut down in the fall because of COVID. And I'm actually flying out to L.A. tomorrow to go watch their season opener in California Friday night. I mean, if you think about it, that we got our season in, there are other parts of the country that are still waiting to start their high school football season. I think it really puts in perspective just how lucky we have been here in Tennessee.
What changed for you guys calling those games this year, Mark, with COVID?
Well, there was a plexiglass between Austin Price and myself that we never figured out. You know, it was 2x3, and there was one time that we accidentally put it up 3 wide and 2 tall, and then we had to adjust it. So that was another story for another day.
I hear that glass is going to stay up for years to come. Is that right? You like that divider there between you and Austin? I don't blame you, Mark.
Well, it may keep me from the anyway, no, that's another story for another day. I will tell you one story of one school that I think is funny, and I won't say what school and I won't say what administrator, but I think it takes you back to kind of where we were when we started doing games. We were down on the sideline before a game started, and I was talking to an administration, okay, principal, coach, athletic director. We were all talking on the sideline, and one of the administrators said, could you do us a favor? Could you let us know when you're going to take a shot of the student section so we can tell them all to put their masks on for TV? And I said, I don't think that's what the masks are for. And we were kind of at the beginning of the whole deal where I don't think a lot of us really, really knew what we were doing. We were just doing what we were told to do. And the day after one of the first games, I got a call from an administration that said, could you please limit the crowd shots on TV? We got killed of phone calls and emails of people complaining that people were all sitting too close together, they didn't have their masks on. And once again, you know, we were at the beginning of something. We really didn't know what we were dealing with. And we just hung on for dear life. And, you know, I think if you remember, I think we thought we were going to get shut down. There was no way we were going to get a full season in. So we started adding Saturday night games on TV. I was trying to get ahead of the curve.
Right.
Okay, let's do West Farragut. Let's add Powell Central. Let's add these Saturday games to get ahead of the curve. And we never stopped. So we ended up doing 18 games on TV here, which is the most we've ever done. We did 11 in the Tri-Cities market. We did all the state championship games. We ended up doing 39 high school football
wow.
games in the fall through a pandemic, and I don't know how we did it, to tell you the truth.
Mark Packer joining the program here at 8:24. What's the one that stands out the most to you, Mark? I'm taking a peek here at the schedule top to bottom that begins August the 19th. South Doyle is going to be traveling to take on Oak Ridge. Look, you got some Wests. You got some Maryville, some Central, some Pals, some Catholics. They're all sprinkled in there. There's got to be one when it came across the calendar. You went, oh, yeah, and you highlighted it 10 times over.
Well, the very first game in looking at the schedule was Alcoa at West. And that was the very first game that I called over to Lamar Brown, and I was like, are you in? And Lamar's great. Lamar said, absolutely. Alcoa at Webb, because it's so different, You know, West is a state power. You know, Trayvon Barfield's going to be back at running back for West. You know, they lose Baker Dance at quarterback, but they've got a whole lot of talent. Of course, Alcoa is Alcoa. And when you get a matchup that's really different like that, we jumped all over that one. The second one, and I put it on an even playing field, was Powell and Maryville. You know, Powell's got all those young cats. Jordan Potts at quarterback. They've got wide receivers that are Power 5 offered guys. And they go over to Maryville. And despite the fact that Maryville lost in the semifinals to Oakland, Derek Hunt's got a lot of guys back at Maryville. He's won two state titles as a head coach after taking over for GQ. And it's just another opportunity for another school to go over to Maryville and take their shot. You know, now it's our turn. And not many people have gone over to Maryville and had success. So we'll see what happens in week two with Powell and Maryville. There's a lot of good games, but those two jump out and grab me.
All right, Mark, you're doing something with an organization that I think is just fantastic. I've gotten to do the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Man and Woman of the Year competition that they do. And one of the things that I love about them is the complete lack of overhead that they have. I mean, almost every single penny goes to being able to research, to be able to try to find cures for blood cancers. And you'll be amazed to see what great stewards they are with the funds that they bring in with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. But you're partnering with our friends at Pilot to be able to help raise money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, right?
Well, and first off, you know, there's a lot of great charities around. There's a lot of great place, 501c3s, for you to put your money. You know, I've been asked a number of times to be a part of these, and I've always said no because I wanted to be able to put my full heart into something. A year and a half ago, you know, my wife and I held the hand of the greatest woman we've ever known, and that was my mother-in-law, as she took her last breath at Park West Medical Center, losing her physical battle on Earth to mantle cell lymphoma. I won't bore everybody with the whole story, but it was incredible the peace that we felt when she took her last breath and we knew that she was with our Lord and Savior. And so when I got asked by Brandon Parks, actually at Vol Network, if I would participate in the Man of the Year for Leukemia Lymphoma Society, it was an absolutely yes. And the first call that I made was to my great friends at Pilot, Dan Fleming and Keith Maynard. And Pilot has been such incredible supporters of our community. And I said, can I get one of those roundups? I go into the places all the time, and do you want a roundup for this? And there was no hesitation. I mean, there was an absolutely yes. And we're in our second week right now, where all you've got to do is just stop by Pilot, grab a drink or a snack or whatever, and when you go to the register, just say, I'd like to round up to help beat cancer. And all of those roundup dollars will go to the LLS campaign. You know, it means a lot to me. It means a lot to us. I'm trying to get to a point for my wife and my girls of naming a research platform in honor of my mother-in-law. So there is a selfish motivation. But I think it's the least that I can do for her. And I will say this. When my mother-in-law went through the battle, the phrase that she kept saying is, I want as much quality time as I can possibly get. Once we knew where she was, I want as much quality time as I can get. You know, COVID-19, we saw the beginning of it, and I'm hoping we'll see the end of it. We don't know when cancer started, and we don't know when it'll end. But we got to keep fighting, and we got to do everything we can. And if we can get somebody an extra quality day with their family, man, that's what this is all about. So I just invite you to stop by Pilot and just help LLS out.
Wow, that's incredible stuff. Mark Packer joining the program here on TSL. Mark, we appreciate the time as always. We know with the stuff you do to able to help out Kaner as well. Kaner does for your all's production each and every Thursday. And for you to take
There's no question.
You know, the guy busts his rear end, but we're not going to continue to focus on Eric Kane because he does that.
No, keep going. Not really.
You know what, though? I will say this, Mark. And we'll step aside on this note. I just want to let you know, I don't think it's coincidental that you're joining our program the same week that professional wrestling's biggest event is taking part this week. And here's the reason why. Quickly, I'll just say this. For those of you who don't know my background, I used to be Packers statistician whenever it was Comcast Game of the Week. Skip McMillan threw me up in the booth and said, hey, look, you and Basilio, Packer Basilio, you're just going to stand between them. You're going to do some stats. There was one night. There's no way you're going to remember this Packer, so I'm just going to get it out of there and move on. We were doing a Halls and Powell football game late in the fourth quarter. A guy gets an excessive or unnecessary roughness penalty, a linebacker does, for body slamming a running back after Ford, you know, the continuation whistle had gone. And you made a comment on the air. You go, he just got body slammed like Hulk Hogan. And you turned and looked at me and you go, is Hulk Hogan still wrestling? Less than 2 hours later, you and I were sitting across from each other at a table at the Waffle House in Halls. And for damn near an hour, you know what game we played? Active or retired WWE wrestler. So the next time you come on this program, Packer, you're going to get quizzed. Is this WWE wrestler active or is he retired? No better time to have you on than WrestleMania week, Mark Packer. Don't you ever forget that.
Here's what's sad is the kid that got a penalty, he's now married and has five children. That's how old I am and how long we've been doing this. But just saying.
Mark Packer. Rivalry
hey guys,
Thursday
thanks
will be
for having me on. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate y'all letting me text you. I enjoy your show every morning. It brings a smile to my face. I go with the dogs for a coffee run every morning, and even the dogs laugh at some of the crap y'all throw out there. So enjoy what you're doing and keep doing what you're doing.
Mark Packer, hey, appreciate you, Mark. The time as always, Pack.
Thanks,
thank
brother.
You so much. We'll step aside
remember,
now.
Stop by your local Pilot. When they asked to round up to help cancer, you're helping Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and we appreciate Mark doing that to help those great people out.